News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. Yes, it's Wednesday and it's the final day of March. And again, we're talking high school football season, or this week of the season, starting a little bit earlier than normal. Games starting Wednesday, Thursday. Some games being played Friday, Saturday as the spring football season rolls on. And we welcome in our friend Travis Wilson from WISSports.net to help us preview week two of the spring football season. Travis, thanks for joining us. How's it going this week?
It's going good. We're a weekend of this unprecedented kind of experiment on the spring football season, but you know what? It's going along pretty good so far, and hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, that's for sure. Had a interesting week one. I know a couple state champs lost. Take us through kind of some of the highlights from week one. What were some of the key storylines from the first week of the spring season?
Well, those two state champions you referenced going down, certainly the big stories in week one. Obviously, St. Mary Springs, three-time defending state champion, losing to Amro, a team that, you know, has challenged Springs pretty good in years past. In fact, I think they were the last team to beat Springs before this season. But Amro was coming off a 3-7 record last year. They had some good returning players. But, you know, as we talked about last week, we still kind of thought that St. Mary Springs would have enough to get by and you know, be the team to beat in the flyway, in this revised flyway this spring. Not so fast, said Amro, as they went out and pretty well controlled things, never trailed in the game, won 24-12. Ben Wellhafer had a big game, almost 200 yards on the ground, and, you know, just didn't let Springs get going. And so that was certainly an eye-opening score. And then the other one involving a state champion down in the southwest part of the state, Blackhawk Warren, who had won the last two state championships in Division 7, they lost their first game to Fenimore on Friday night. Fenimore won 30-22 in that one. So a couple big-time programs going down right out of the gates, a couple of the better small schools that we had looked at for this revised season. But there were some other interesting games of note as well. It started actually on Thursday when Notre Dame beat Menasha. Notre Dame only won one game in 2019, and Menasha was a state runner-up that year. So an impressive win for Notre Dame, maybe signaling that they're back as one of the better teams in the state once again. And then the game I was at on Friday, the opening of the new Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium in Sun Prairie, which I think takes the cake as of right now as the nicest high school football stadium in the state of Wisconsin. Sun Prairie opened with a 17-0 win over Verona, a couple of highly regarded teams in the Madison area. Both teams feature a number of collegiate prospects, and not very exciting necessarily, 17-0, but it was a good game. It was good to get out, see football. And again, that stadium is pretty amazing there at Sun Prairie.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that one hopefully down the road here, maybe for, you know, a playoff game in the coming years. Obviously, no playoffs or state championship as we know this year. But, Travis, I know there's some big performers around the state. I know the running back for Lodi had, what, 6 touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, there. And in our own backyard, Tyson Lofton from Winnebago Lutheran, got to give a shout-out to him. He had 5 touchdowns against Waupun in their win Friday night. What were some of those other big performers from week one of the spring season?
Well, it was interesting. We had some big performers, but it seemed like, in a lot of cases, scoring was maybe down a little bit, at least early here. Not unexpected when, you know, there's been a lot of rust for these schools. Most of them haven't played a game in over 500 days. But, Lodi, Lucas Hayroth, a junior, people might remember that name. His brother, Jacob Hayroth, went for over 2,000 yards a couple years ago, now at Wisconsin as a walk-on. But he had 261 yards and 4 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Mason Herlitsky from La Crosse Central, he accounted for passing and rushing over 440 yards of offense and 6 touchdowns as he led them back from a deficit. And they got a win last Thursday over Eau Claire Memorial. Cuba City's Bo Kopp, a quarterback, went for 150 yards on the ground, threw for over 100 yards as well, over 150 yards, in fact. So he had a big performance. So it was nice to see some kids get their names back kind of in that recognition realm and among the state top performers. We'll continue to recognize those each week. On Monday, we do our prep props article where we break down and list out the top rushers, passers, and receivers from the previous week.
Another storyline that everybody's paying attention to, and we have been since the fall season back in late 2020, is the percentage of games played. And I think we did pretty well when it came to games played versus games getting canceled in week one, didn't we?
We did. There were 3 games that unfortunately did get canceled in week one, but there were 55 games that got played. So that's 95%, if you're scoring at home, of the games that were scheduled did end up getting played. And that's a percentage that we would love to have all spring season here. If we go back to the fall season, I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but overall, the percentage was about 76% of games that got played last fall. Some weeks it was up over 80, some weeks it was down below 70, but we evened out around 75. And, you know, I really think if we can keep that above 90%, if there's only, you know, one or two, maybe three games canceled each week because of COVID protocols and health and safety protocols, we'll certainly take that. And a couple of the games that did get canceled last week and a couple of the games that are already canceled for this week, certainly the COVID protocols are part of it, but there were also programs that had very low numbers to begin with. So if they lost, you know, a kid or two from contact tracing, which is usually the case, not necessarily a positive test, but if they lost a few kids, all of a sudden they just don't have enough to continue on. And so, you know, their overall numbers are a significant contributor to the fact that they couldn't go, as well as the health and safety protocols.
Let's jump into week two, and we're talking with Travis Wilson from WisSports.net. A couple interesting matchups actually here locally, Travis, before we dive into some of the other ones around the state. With St. Mary Springs, you mentioned them as one of the two defending state champs to fall in week one. A game that's always an interesting rivalry around here because it's the city rivalry against Winnebago Lutheran. Should be one to keep an eye on, at least from our perspective here at the station, because Springs coming off a rare loss. WLA had a big performance in a win over Waupun in week one, so be interested to see how that one shakes out in the flyway. And then Fond du Lac with a big performance against Manitowoc Lincoln, obviously 63 points. They're, in all fairness to Manitowoc Lincoln, competition level probably steps up a bit with Nina, that game being played on Thursday. So a couple ones to watch here in the local area. Any thoughts on those two matchups before we look at the rest of the state?
Well, that Winnebago Lutheran St. Mary Springs game would have been a good game, even if Springs would have lost, would have won last week. But, you know, add in that little bit of pressure now after losing the opener, and it just kind of ratchets up. And that is a game on Wednesday. As you said, there's four games on Wednesday. I really love this week. It's kind of crazy. There's four different days that there's games. I'm actually going to try to get out to seven different games this week. I'm actually going to be in Lamira on Wednesday, taking in the two games there, North Fond du Lac and Mayville, and then Lamira hosting Ripon. And then Thursday, a lot of good games around the state. I'm going to try to do three games on Thursday. Many of the games are on Thursday because this is, of course, Easter weekend and Good Friday and everything else. But Fond du Lac and Nina, that should be a good one. Nina is coming off a loss, but I also think Fond du Lac, I had them third in the preseason and probably shouldn't have. I probably should have had them first or second. They made a statement. That was a very impressive performance. I mean, you have Braylon Allen and Kyle Waljasper just running wild back there. It's going to be hard for anyone to keep up with that. But it does, as we talked about, you know, with those end-of-the-year crossovers that they're doing in this Fox Valley Classic Conference, you know, maybe we get that Fond du Lac-Kimberly or Fond du Lac-Bayport matchup. But Fond du Lac looking every bit like the best team in the state here in the spring season. But there are some other good games on the schedule as well. You've got in the Madison area, Verona and Middleton are squaring off. Staying in the Fox Valley, Kimberly takes on Pulaski. Both those teams are ranked this week. Ashwaubenon coming off a loss, but they play Appleton North. That should be a pretty good matchup. Stevens Point was pretty impressive in week one. They welcome in Bayport in one of those Fox Valley Classic games. So some very good games on the schedule, and it continues. There's a handful of games on Friday. Surprisingly, there's games on Saturday. There's five games on Saturday as well, which is very surprising when you consider, again, the holiday weekend. But it does give an opportunity for people to get out and watch games if they'd like, or take in a lot of games on the streams that folks are doing. Hopefully they can take advantage of that. But we usually don't see games across four different days on a week.
No, we certainly don't. It's almost like the NFL season we just had, where we had games played on all 7 days of the week. That was wild, and I think if you're a football fan, you're gonna take this and enjoy it while you have it, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some of these teams, and you'll want to check locally and see what, you know, guidelines are, but there are some places that they're not having restrictions on fans in attendance. You don't have to be a family member to get in to watch a game. So, you know, if you want to travel a little bit, there's opportunities to see live football that maybe weren't there in the fall in your local area, depending on what was going on at that time.
Travis, what should folks be looking for on WisSports this week?
Well, we're kind of settled into our regular groove in terms of regular season. So we've got our player and team of the week polls that are running right now. Those are produced every Monday. Every Tuesday, our coaches poll comes out. Wednesdays is our eight-player preview, which, by the way, Oakfield took it on the chin last week, a little bit surprisingly, against Wisconsin Heights. We thought Oakfield would be one of the better eight-player teams in the state, but they opened with a loss. Thursdays we'll have our weekly preview, which this week it'll probably come out a little bit earlier because of all the schedule adjustments. And then, obviously, action on Friday or this week, Thursday, following along on social media. Make sure you follow at TravisWSN. Follow our WSN account where you can get scores right into your feed at FootballWSN. So kind of in our regular season groove, and it's good to be back here.
Excellent, Travis. Thanks as always. We'll talk again next week for week 3.
Sounds good. Thanks, Spencer.